Miss an interview? Listen to it now at 1043thefan.com. Brought to you by First Bank. You work hard for your business, so should your bank. Talk to a First Bank business specialist today. First Bank. Business banking for good. Member FDIC.
You're listening to Terry Wickstrom Outdoors on 104.3 The Fan. We will go right to the phones, and joining us from the Blue Quill Angler is Tony. Good morning, Tony.
Good morning, Terry. Thanks for having us.
Well, thanks for coming back on. You guys have a great event coming up towards the end of this week that we're going to get to in a minute. But before we do that, I'm looking outside, and I know that later on in the show we're going to talk a little river fishing too, but people put those long rods away and start tying flies way too early, don't they?
Yeah, absolutely, Terry. There's still a lot of good fishing to be had. Obviously, those fish still need to eat throughout the winter months. And even though you got to switch up your tactics a little bit, maybe get a little smaller in some of your bug choices, as well as smalling that tippet gauge size a little bit too, fishing that 5, 6, and 7X pretty thoroughly through the winter months, and really focus on those smaller bugs. You know, typically this time of year, you're going to have a lot of midges be the primary food source for those trout. And you're still going to be seeing some blue-winged olives in the South Platte, as well as some sections of the Blue River. And you're still going to be seeing some caddis larvae in those systems as well. So kind of, you know, making it simple and switching between the midges, the betas, nymphs, and the caddis larvae, I think gives you an excellent shot to catch some fish, while winter's still just about here.
But, you know, even during the winter, some of my biggest, best days, like on the Big Thompson, which is in theory a tailwater, it has some in and out tributaries, but comes down from Lake Estes. And of course, we have these tailwaters in Colorado that push that 40 degree water out all winter long. But I've had days when it was 20 below, and then next weekend warmed up to like 35, and the fish were so bunched up in a pool that I could stand down from them, cast up into the head of them in that pool across, and I could take fish after fish out of one pool without moving, and I wouldn't even spook them because there were so many fish gathered in one spot. Do you run into that very often?
Yes, sir. You know, Terry, that's a great point. A lot of those fish this time of year will consolidate to those real primary runs, primarily for food source and, obviously for deeper water, for a little safety. And you could definitely find different sections with a good numbers of fish. And once you got those bugs dialed in, just like you were saying, doing a couple real sleek drifts can really make some for some great fishing and some high numbers. Some people think, wintertime, things can be a little, more lackadaisical, and those fish definitely are a little more conserving that energy. However, they still got to eat, like you were saying. If you can, put some time in and find a good spot, you can have a great afternoon or a great evening. And still have some great fishing before, like I said, winter really sets in.
Now, I want to get to your event. Before we do, it's supposed to be nice today and tomorrow. The Broncos play early. If you were headed out today or tomorrow, one local and one maybe a little bit more of a drive, where would you personally go?
I think right now Cheeseman Canyon just had some flows bump. So fishing that Cheeseman Deckers area, I think, would be wonderful. Flows are holding us right around 86 cubic feet per second. And like I said, fishing small midges, small betas, and some caddis larvae. And even an occasional egg, you're still kind of seeing some fish maybe just getting done with spawning, but still a lot of eggs in that system, especially with the flow rays. Some eggs kind of getting jostled around, some fish eating on that for a good protein. And then if you're going to a little further, I think the Colorado River, kind of all sections of it have been fishing pretty darn well. One pattern in particular that we've been hearing and also having success in our trips has been a buckskin caddis. Just fishing a caddis larva variation, and that's really been producing some great fish up there on the Colorado.
That's awesome. And, of course, as always, whether they want a guided trip or just information, people can get a hold of you guys at the Blue Quill Angler. But if they want to stop by your store, now anytime's a great time to stop by the Blue Quill Angler, but you guys have an event coming up after Thanksgiving. I think you're calling it Black Fly Day on Friday, and then you have an Author's Day on Saturday. Tell me about this event.
Yeah, that's correct. We're having a kind of a big event for us here this next coming weekend, Friday and Saturday. And we're going to be doing, obviously, a Black Friday. And our kind of theme is it is Fly Day. It's going to be all fly fishing apparel and gear. We'll be having a great sale, having a tent outside our shop up here in Evergreen. If you have any questions, feel free to call the shop. We'd be happy to provide some more information for you. And then the following Saturday, we're going to also continue that kind of sales tent event. Great time to holiday shop, as well as we're going to be having an author signing event. So we're going to have 9 authors at our store that day. We're going to be kind of having them set up for signing books. You'll be having some snacks and some drinks out, you know, as well as having that sale going on. And again, that'll be Friday and Saturday from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. here now, at the Blue Quill Angler.
Now, if I stop by Saturday, who are some of the authors I get to rub elbows and talk to?
Yeah, there'll be a whole group of guys. I believe we have 9 authors that day. And some of them, actually, I'll go through all 9. We'll have Pat Dorsey, John Gearock, Steve Parrott, Landon Mayer, Bob Dye, Ed Engel, Rick Takahashi, and Tim Jacobs, and Marty Bartholomew. And so those guys will all be there with their books. They'll be signing, answering questions, whether it be on fishing tactics, tie-in, or, you know, maybe simply just having a good conversation with some friends. So it should be a great event up here, and we look forward to seeing everyone if they can make it.
Well, you know, the book thing, I want to get it dwell on that a little bit, because one of my favorite things to give to people, and I know almost every one of those authors, I've got signed books by them, they're friends. They're some of the stalwarts of the outdoor, the fly fishing industry and writers. Mm-hmm. And if you can get a book, let's just say I have a friend who's a fly fisherman, and he loves John Gearock. Well, if John's there, I take one of John's books, I tell him who I'm giving it to, and John personalizes it for that person.
Yeah,
what an incredible Christmas gift that is.
It really is. You know, a lot of people take advantage of it. We get quite a few different people that come in and, you know, never have maybe met that person or, you know, put a face to the actual person in the book. And, you know, it's really cool to hear their story about, you know, how they learned a certain pattern or this particular technique really helped them up in the, you know, in Cheeseman Canyon, and they're really able to kind of fine tune their tactics. It's a great time to ask questions about the book, get personalizations, great gifts, and just meet these guys. They're all really good guys, excellent fishermen, as you were saying, really stewards of the industry and well known. And it's a fun day to just kind of pick their brain and meet them and enjoy a good time up here at the Blue Quill.
Now, the last thing is, tell me again some of the types of sales you're going to have in the store in a huge tent. And without you even saying it, I'm sure that there's, you know, new models of rods and waders and stuff. So you close out the older models, even though they're brand new, top-of-the-line gear. There's probably, I don't know if you have guide gear that you sell out. What can I find in this tent sale?
Yeah, so, you know, without getting into specifics, it might go through a lot, but we'll have a tremendous amount of products on sale, a lot of apparel that, like I said, is brand new, however, is discounted. Maybe a deeper rate just due to maybe a new color came out in that particular shirt, or maybe a new bag design. So we'll be having Fish Pond, I believe Sims, Patagonia, all various apparel will be on sale, as well as, like I said, gear bags and some different things of that nature. Obviously, all the authors' books will be there. But we'll be having kind of a little bit of everything for that event. So it should be a great holiday shopping day for people, as well as that angler maybe looking for that missing piece of gear in their kind of repertoire. We should be able to meet those needs for anyone, you know, that this coming weekend. So
yeah,
it should be a great time.
And avoid the malls. Spend Black Fly Day at the Blue Quill instead of Black Friday at the mall. And then Saturday, come in and see the sale again and the authors. And we got to run. But if people want more information, is it on the website?
Yes, Sarah. We'll have a great information, all of our authors, all of our stream flows, in case you're still trying to fish, and as well as all the event information. Feel free to visit the website. Also, Blue Quill Angler on Facebook and Blue Quill Angler on Instagram. We'll be doing kind of different promotional things throughout this week. If you have any questions, like I said, feel free to call. And our number is 303-674-4700.
All right, Tony, we got to run, but thank you so much for joining us.
Terry, thank you. Have a great holiday season, my friend.
You bet. Blue Quill, these are great people. If you're into fly fishing, just to go talk to them, go up there on Friday and Saturday, talk to these authors, see the stuff that's on sale, and talk to the guys that work there on a regular basis. They're just stalwarts of the fly fishing industry around here. We'll take a quick time out, and Brad Peterson's going to join us and tell us about the ducks and geese and so much more on Terry Wickstrom Outdoors on 104.3 The Fan.
You work hard for your business. So should we. That's why First Bank offers commercial real estate loans, business lines of credit, and online cash management solutions. With tools and services designed to make your business run easier, your day could have less this and more this. Visit eFirstBank.com/business to learn more. First Bank, business banking for good. Member FDIC. First
Bank. Banking for good.